Cardinals, blessed are they.
Alleluia, alleluia, to whom shall we go? You have the words eternal life. Alleluia.
Holy Gospel from Luke, the 6th chapter. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy. For surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated, and I invite the children to come forward.
Good morning. Good morning. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Good morning. It's good to see you guys. Well, have you guys ever heard of the Golden Rule? So the golden rule says do things for people that you would want them to do for you. And it gives us an example on what to do. Has anybody here, have you guys ever felt maybe like lonely or felt like you wish you had a friend with you at that time? You guys ever felt like that? I felt like that before. Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So what would you do if you saw somebody who you thought looked like they needed a friend? What could you do? Yeah. Yeah, how could you help them? Yeah, you could be their friend. Yeah. When you feel like you need a friend, you want somebody to be a friend to you. And you can do the same thing for others. You can be friends. Or if you see somebody who's sitting alone, you could go over and sit with them. Or you could say, you want to play a game with them. Yeah. And that is a gift that God has given to us, that we can show love to each other in those ways. You guys pray with me? Will you pray after me? Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Help us to love each other.
Help us to love each other.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for coming up here.
Grace to you and peace from God the Father
and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Today we are celebrating All Saints Day. We're celebrating those saints who have gone before us. It is not only the folks that we have printed in our bulletin that we remember today, but everyone, all people who have gone before us, those lives that in some ways were too short for us, that in some time, I'm sure at times and in places we long for their company again. If you didn't know one of the people we listed today, I'm sure you can think of someone who might fit that category, that person who you miss, that relationship that now that it is broken, it kind of weighs on you. It's a little bit of pain or anguish. That is what we are looking at today. One of the things we want to claim, though, is that not only are we a little sorrowful that they are gone, part of that is based on the fact that they were a blessing in our lives, which is, I think, why we have the Sermon on the Plain, these blessings that we read in Luke chapter 6. You're probably more familiar with the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 5. This is Luke's version of it. And Luke does a little bit more than just have blessings. He has some woes. So I think it might be worth spending a little bit of time to look at what blessing and woes are. The commentator that I read, who knows Greek better than I do, helped me understand blessing and woe. First, he talked about blessing, not just this sort of lucky or happy accident. Being blessed doesn't mean that we're this sort of happiness, exuberant self. Instead, it's more of an unburdened or satisfied understanding of the word blessed. When we are blessed, we do not have the cares maybe that we did before, or we will have those cares lifted. If you look through the list of things and people who are blessed, you know that they are looking for something. They are looking to have their burden lightened. They are looking to be satisfied in some way. And woes are not sort of this sort of mirror image of the blessed. Woes and blessed don't add up to this zero-sum game, but instead we can be blessed and we can have woes all at the same time. A woe is not really like a curse. It's more of a yikes. How many of you guys say yikes these days? That's what the commentator said, so I was trying to figure out how we could talk about that. Maybe more of a, darn it, right? It made me think of the American author Wendell Berry, who said, "May you not have so many possessions that you will be relieved if your house burns down." Think about that for a second. That would be a woe. Because then all you do is spend time shuffling those possessions around, paying for them, caring for them, and you don't really get to enjoy life, I think, as God intended. The other thing about these blessings is that they are spoken into our lives. They are uttered in your existence. They are part of our stories. Just like these people who we remember today were part of our stories at one point in time. When I think about stories, I think about narratives. And when I think about narratives, I think about sort of a weaving together, this tapestry that makes up who we are. I'm sure when you think about those folks that you're missing today, you can think about those stories, those memories you have of them, and how that makes up who you are. Those times when they made you laugh, those times when maybe they made you cry, those times that you remember about who they were and about how that makes who you are. That's what I mean when I say these blessings were spoken into our lives. Because their lives made our lives richer in ways, and maybe at times they made our lives a little more complicated, but they were there. They're part of who we are. The other thing is that these blessings and woes are not just past tense. We are still living out those blessings and woes from our forebears, from those people who have gone before us. I know that when I think about my mother's uncle, I always carry with me part of who he was. Right up here. I barely remember him, but I've seen pictures and we
certainly have the same haircut.
Now, this could be a blessing or a woe, depending upon how you look at it. I spend a lot less money on shampoo than you guys probably do. But I also have the risk of getting sunburned in the summer right here. Blessings and woes. I know that I have the same sort of personality quirks that my dad's dad did. He was a little bit of a character. Apparently, I am an acquired taste as well at times. That's just the way we are. We carry those things on, those blessings and woes. God is speaking blessings and woes into your life as well. Day after day, you have times when you're probably feeling a little lighter and times when you're feeling a little heavier. The trick for us is to figure out how we might be part of other people's narratives, how we might be part of other people's stories in ways that might bring blessings to them, how we might be able to help people solve the woes in their lives, how we might do unto them as we would have done unto us. These narratives that we weave together to form our human tapestry is a rich thing that we can't simply ignore. We can't ignore the friends and neighbors we have in their times of need. We are meant to reach out to them. We become those blessings and those woes that are then spoken into other people's lives. We can't simply ignore those opportunities when they come before us. We are called to be out in the world, to be good news for all people, to help other people understand that God is there for them, just as God was here for us. And we have to remember that these words that are spoken are not always so clear. I don't think we could always understand these blessings and woes as they are spoken into our life, but we are called to be doing them, whether we understand them or not. We are called to be out in the world, to be finding ways to bring joy to people, finding ways to heal people, finding ways to remind them that they have value, that they are worthy. In the same way, our God has claimed us in the waters of baptism and given us an imperishable inheritance. We have been marked with the Holy Spirit. And it is with this power then that we can live our lives. Because our lives are not simply blessings and woes, but there is this word of grace that trumps all of that. This word of God's promise that comes to us day after day after day, that reaches out through all the human foibles, all the human accomplishments, all of the things that we surround ourselves with, God pierces through all of those details and speaks that word of grace to you today, tomorrow, and the next day. It is the same word of grace that was spoken to those we remember today, those who have gone before us, and it is the same word of grace that we will speak on the day we go to join our God as well. This word of grace trumps all of the blessings and woes we might find in our life. This word of grace is the promise of eternal life, the promise of forgiveness of sins, and the promise of God's presence with us always and forever. It is this word of grace, then, that I think we have to remember as we're speaking our blessings and woes, knowing that while we may try, we may not always succeed to lighten someone's burden, and that our presence may sometimes complicate other people's existence, whether we want it to or not. In the midst of all this, we are encouraged to forgive each other and to remember that God forgives us. That above all, God has sealed us with the promise of the Holy Spirit, and it is through this power of eternal, unending grace, that our lives are lived. It is this power of grace, then, that we celebrate today on All Saints' Day. This power of grace which lets us remember those broken relationships, those blessings and woes from our lost loved ones, and still smile, even though we may shed a tear, and still remember that we have our God with us, even as we celebrate these memories and wonder. God is blessing you with grace and love forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.